underneath UH Mobile.
It's WCAW, Whiskey Golf 8 Whiskey.
Hey, good morning, Rod. I need DMH Mobile.
Good morning. Yeah, how's everything going there? Have you ever heard any news about the Petoskey repeater? Have they ever got to fix that?
You got to specify which one.
It's the 14668.
I'm not really affiliated with that group, so I have no idea what's going on with it. I just know it's been offline for a while.
For quite a while, so. Well, anyhow. So, I was monitoring there, but now since I haven't been able to use it, I've been monitoring here, so. I'm not sure where this repeater's at. I'm on a 145.19. Where's it at?
It's in Petoskey. It's on a crossroads, so about 5 miles southeast of Petoskey.
Oh, okay. Well, it's coming in here real nicely, so that's why I like to use that one, but haven't had too many contacts on it yet. Anyhow, oh, it's a cold one today. We got 13 degrees here.
Yeah, we got 12 here. It's not exactly pleasant, but, you know. It's weather.
Yeah, well, we live in northern Michigan. We can expect it.
Yeah, the old work vehicle is having a tough time getting up to operating temperature this morning. And everybody's also having a tough time figuring out how turn lanes work. Oh, this is a lovely time.
Roger that. Well, I'm busy here on HF. I just surged signed in there, so I thought I'd leave a hand and get back to the other radio there, but this is WGAW and 73.
Yeah, 73, Rod. Have a good one. And 8 DMH Mobile, Trevor City.
And 9KLP Mobile.
And 8 DMH Mobile.
9-1
Mobile. And ATMH Mobile, Shem's Corners.
And ATMH Mobile, Benzie County.
And ATMH Mobile from WNAQ Mobile.
Hey, Larry, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Drake. Just taking some trash to the trash containers here and driving by the ski hills. They got the snowmakers going, and along with the snow we've had, I think the ski hills are going to open today.
Well, I certainly hope so. Looking forward to getting out on the snow this year soon. So, that's exciting. I'm headed over to Frankfort today to go address an HVAC issue at a tower site just to see if an alarm not reporting correctly or if there's other problems.
Yeah, roger that. That's a long ways to go. Well, Frankfort's a pretty area. Maybe you can have lunch at someplace nice over there.
Oh, we'll see. We'll see how I'm feeling by the time I'm done there. I might just stop at A&W or something. Oh, that was great. Did you hear
anything? All your time lunching when you got other things to do. So I was just checking to see if the ski lifts are running. I'm having a little trouble seeing them here, but I'm guessing they've got at least one of the ski lifts open.
I'm going to pull over real quick. I think either my antenna's loose or something's on, I got like corrosion or something on my mount. I'm hearing a whole bunch of crackling. I'll be right back. Any damage? All right, we'll see if that's a little bit better.
NAQ
Mobile.
Hey, WNAQ Mobile. Yeah, you sound real good. Now that you mentioned that, you were maybe just a little bit crackly, but that seemed much clearer. But anyway, yeah, just kind of amazing watching these snow guns. They've got so many running. You just wonder about the volume of water that's required to supply that. It's all well water. I think they fill the ponds on the golf course. And then because they can't pump it fast enough. They then pump it out of the ponds to supply the snow guns. But it's the sun's out a little bit up here, and it's just real pretty.
Well, it didn't really fix my problem. There was a little bit of corrosion and whatnot on the contacts, the center conductor on the mount and on the antenna itself. I tried scraping it off, but I don't think I got all of it off. I'll probably have to spray it with some kind of cleaner or something like that and get it all out of there. That's what that crackle is. It's still there, but it's better than it was.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, you were on and off there. When you were clear, you're really clear, but then you had some moments of static. So, but anyway, all righty. Well, I heard you just no one responded, so I thought I would. I'm headed back to the house. We're going to head to Indiana, hopefully around 1 o'clock. Our granddaughter's in the Nutcracker Ballet, so we're going to see that several times. So looking forward to that, and won't be back until next week, and hopefully settle for the holiday, so I'll be tired of traveling, but should be a good travel day, and we'll head down 131 through Grand Rapids to Bristol, Indiana. So anyway, so with that, I'll say 73, I'll hang on here, and we'll be clear on your final. If I don't talk with you again before Christmas, have a great Christmas holiday. NADMH from WNHQ.
Good delay. And if I don't talk to you before then, Merry Christmas. 73. And safe travels. NADMH, Mobile, Benzie County.
KFA ENF Mobile, Harbor Springs.
NADMH Mobile.
AV9NN Mobile Monitoring.
NADMH Mobile.
NADMH Mobile, N8MXP Mobile. How you doing, Drake?
Hey, Chuck. Oh, we're not doing too bad. Headed up towards Lake Leelanau right now. What are you up to?
Just heading north out of the monthly EMS meeting.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, I'm doing the lead dispatch updates again. There was a security vulnerability, so... gotta go do them all again.
Oh, fun and games, I hear you. Yeah, these security issues are starting to get weekly almost, aren't they?
Yeah, it sounds like it, unfortunately. I'm just glad that things are being done in response to those security issues, so that way they're no longer an issue, but then, you know, a new, slightly different or very different issue will come along eventually.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right. Just never know where they are. Well, you caught me at one of my stops. I know you're probably going to be on the road for a while. I'll catch you when I get out.
Sounds good. Oof. Somebody lost their lamppost. That's unfortunate. All right. We'll be out here for a little bit. NADMH Mobile. Buttons Bay.
Okay, great. Be safe, N8NXP.
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, listening on the link system.
Hey, Mr. Jim, how are things?
Hey, well, I heard you were headed up to northern Leelanau County. Just said, wanted to say, hey, that's great.
Yep. This morning I started in Grand Traverse, over to Frankfort to address the Motorola ticket issue at a tower site. I'm headed to Leelanau to do the software upgrade there, and then that'll be it for the day.
Ah, well, sounds like a good day to do it or something. Safe driving and stuff like that. A little chilly this morning, but hey, Yeah, you know, I downloaded radio reference to my scanner again last week just because my scanner locked up. I don't know why. But anyhow, downloaded it, and it didn't really add new talk groups or new frequencies to the Leland Tower. That's the only one I listen to.
If you want to hear anything else more special, you gotta listen to either the Rapid City site or the Blue Guy Road site. That's really where all the fun happens. Blue Guy Road, you'll hear Benzie, Grand Traverse, Leelanau, Kalkaska, sometimes Wexford.
Yeah, you know, I'm a little bit too far away for reliable communication there. You know, I can sometimes get the Blue Guy Tower, whatever you want to call it. Your old house.
Yeah, that's one way you can say it. It's just by my old house. But, yeah. Oh, that's fun. Oh, cool. Have I given you the information for the RDO scanner app? I've got a server for it at the hospital, and we've got four different instances uploading to it at the same time, so you can go into it, select a talk if you want to listen to, and odds are you're going to hear it there.
Well, you know, we talked about Broadcastify a couple of weeks ago or months ago, I don't know. Anyhow, every once in a while I'll go over there, but, you know, to be honest with you, I get oversaturated with calls if I start listening to more than the whatever talk groups are active on Leland. That's kind of my domain there.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, most of the time I listen to Kalkaska, Grand Traverse, and Leelanau. I'll sometimes listen to MZ, but their mic gain on their radios is so all over the place that some of their units will blow your doors off, and then Central's like super quiet, and it's a whole thing.
Yeah, the only problem with the system there from Leland Tower is during the summertime I have to lock out all the Sleeping Bear Dunes talk. I don't want to listen to campground stuff.
Yeah, we got that on the Blue Guy Road Tower. And sometimes on the Empire site.
Oh, yeah, forget about the Empire site. Okay, well, again, I get reliable from Leland. It's only 7 miles from my house. So, anyhow, just wanted to wish you a good Thanksgiving. Can't talk to you for that one, so it's post-Thanksgiving. So, don't know if you're coming up here to Kalarik to get your Christmas tree for the family. Who knows? ACATG.
Oh, yeah, we did that Friday. I just didn't have a radio with me. I would have given you a shout, but, we were up there the day after Thanksgiving, and, that place was packed, man. It was kind of...
Yeah, I see lots and lots of, vehicles with trees tied on top of their roof. Anyhow, hey, have a good day. I'm going to get lunch. ACATG, 7-3.
7-3, Mr. Jim. I hate DMH mobile.
NADMH, NADNHP.
Hey, you're back, Chuck. How's it going?
Oh, not bad. That was a quickie. That's the last one I got to stop at on the way home. In fact, well, I met our new firefighter trainee's instructor this morning.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
Somebody I've known for a few years, and yeah. It was good. He was a little shocked to see him in the class, but he's one of the instructors. Of course, the other instructors from Swig and Eagle, so we know who that is. He was telling me this is the first class they're doing it virtual.
Really? That's interesting. I guess it works if you don't really have any hands-on training for that portion.
I don't know how that's going to work. He was telling me they got guys from Troy all the way up to Marquette. And, well, back when I was an instructor, you had a ton of on-hand stuff to do. So, must be you got to have somebody local to help you out on that. And then, of course, You have to have a proctor at the end to go through all the exercises. I mean, exams, that'd be easy, virtual. It's no different than what a college does. But it's all of the exercises and the training part, because there's a lot of SCBA stuff. But, you know, things change.
Yeah, that's for sure. Just turning on the M204 here. There's a decent amount of snow up here in northern Leelanau County now. Last time I was up here, it was just pretty much a dusting, and that snow we got over the weekend definitely made a mark.
Yeah, we were down with the kids there in Oswego, Illinois, and they even got dumped on. It was so funny. We were watching these clowns plow out their the housing district, and their street's only like 12 foot wide at the most. And these guys were going up and down this short little street. I counted 18 times, and they weren't accomplishing anything. You know how they do in Sheboygan where they leave the center? Well, they were on this 12 foot road. They were leaving the center full of snow. And then the big pickup with a plow on it would straddle that and go down it with his plow up. The Bobcat couldn't handle it. I mean, it was a joke.
Well, it goes to show how much of it we got under control here. That's for sure. But, anyway. That's cool. Well, weekend, I'm waiting to hear back from the shelter, but I'm getting a cat this weekend, so that'll be fun.
Oh, so Drake's going to be a cat man. Okay. Yeah. Well, there's care that goes into it, but not as much as a dog, and don't have to take it out and walk it, that's for sure. So, and it'll take care of itself if you have to leave. So that's not all bad. But, yeah, they're good companions. Must be down in the fringes.
I just lost 2.6. I just switched over to the Leelanau machine. I dropped down the hill here on 204, and when you drop down that hill, man, everything's gone. So, boy, am I glad I've got all-wheel drive in the work vehicle now. I would have gotten stuck earlier today. Anyway. But yeah, that was the idea behind the cat. I travel a lot, and it's nice having another thing that's alive in my apartment, so. The cat has that problem.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, once you changed over, you came back 100%, so we got to be good on that aspect. Yeah, some people don't like them, and, you know, they've got their place just like everything else. We're doing pretty decent with the snow up here. Yeah, at the Navy, they're listening to the DNR, man. Guys, just remember now, with all that stuff that went during the down to the storm that's still not cleaned up, come springtime, if a 5-acre could be a 50-acre fire. And we got that hanging over us now for the coming spring.
Oh, there you go. All right, Chuck, I'm just backing into the Leelanau Sheriff's Office here, so time to get back to work. Catch you later. Any dealings?
Okay, great. Have a good day. Be safe. N8NXP.
N8NXP from KHWQK.
KHWQK, N8NXP. Good afternoon, Pete. How you feeling?
Yeah, doing good, Chuck. Kind of a cold day, but I'm doing well.
Yeah, I went down this morning down to Frederick for a meeting and got into Gaylord that was down to 12, left home it was 15, and now I'm coming back at 19, heading north, so not too bad, but it's colder than what we're used to for right now, and no accumulations are up and down across. some places, of course, in the snow belts are heavy and others not. And Pat from the Weather Bureau was telling us not much changes. They get a little warmer, but throughout the month it's going to be cold. A lot of lake effect coming our way.
Yeah, but that's all right too, Chuck. You know, the calendar's going to turn over. It's going to say winter pretty quick, and so we might as well have it.
Well, we definitely need the moisture. There's no doubt about it. The lakes are down. We were looking at where the ship is parked up towards the shore side, how far down she's went out. So all the lakes could use more water, and we haven't had much snow over the last 5 years.
Yep, there you go. All right, well, I just thought I'd jump in and say hello, but yeah, I thought you were going to quit going to all those meetings there.
Well, actually, I haven't been to 1 or 2 months because I've been gone. So I had to come back. I had a couple of presentations today. I had to deliver a repeater to 1 or 2 months. So, definitely had to go. Things are starting to slow down. Getting better.
Good for you. All right, well, 73, Chuck, have a good drive rest of the way home, and say hello to us again. KWQK.
Thank you,
H. Mobile.